have your Bibles tonight, I'd ask you to turn to Matthew chapter 10. We are going to, I'm going to say a few words tonight to the graduates and give them a charge, but that doesn't leave you out, church. I'm going to give you one as well and just ask the Lord to bless this time. It's a special night for these graduates. Man, you only do this once in your high school career. You graduate, and I'm thankful they're going to graduate. What a blessing. Let's look at Matthew chapter 10 tonight. Beautiful passage. I believe it ties in very well with what our graduates are going to be doing. Matthew 10, verse 16. We're going to look at this verse. We're going to pray. We're going to ask God to bless it, and we're just going to see what God has for us tonight. So I'd ask you to stand, if you would, reverence with me the reading of God's Word. Title tonight is called Sending You Forth. And you'll see that in the text. Jesus says, Matthew 10, 16, "Behold, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. Be therefore wise as serpents and harmless as doves." Let's pray. Father, thank you for this night. Thank you for your living word. I thank you for your living hope. Father, thank you for our graduates as we look to them and charge them and proclaim the gospel to them. And I pray, God, you'd help us pray for them throughout the rest of their lives as they start this journey of life. And I pray, God, that they would be mighty lights for you in the world. Bless this time. Bless your word, God. Guard my throat and my thoughts, and let everything I say honor you. It's in Jesus' name. Amen. So we're looking at this text. Jesus is speaking to his disciples here. And as you look at this, he's going from his disciples, he's making them apostles, which means he's sending them out into the world. If you want to do a little back research on this, all the way up to where we're at, Jesus has done the ministry. He's done it all. He's done the healing. He's done the forgiving. He's done all these things with his ministry. But in this text, he brings them together and sends them out into the world. And that's kind of what we're doing tonight. Jesus is sending out his disciples, but I believe this fits well with what we're at tonight with our graduates. Tonight, your school is sending you out. Man, they're graduating you. They say you're able to make it through this world. You're able to pass. Your parents are sending you out. But I thank God that's not the only person sending them out. Jesus Christ is sending out graduates, and Jesus Christ is sending us out to show the world who He is. And as we look at this text, they're here to further the name of Jesus. Further Jesus. So let's get into it. We'll look at these verses, or look at this verse and kind of dive into it. Number one, God is sending you out with a relationship. Amen, church? He's sending us out with a relationship with Him, the Bible says in this verse. "Behold, I send you forth." Ain't that good? I'm thankful that Jesus is the one sending them out. I'm thankful that the average Joe didn't come up to these disciples and say, "Hey, well, you're going to do this." But the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the man they followed for a long time now, says, "Hey, you've seen me. Now it's time to do it. You've seen what I can do. You take my power and take it out into the world." And that's what he's saying here. "Behold, I send you forth." And I wrote this down. You did not graduate on your own, graduates. You had a lot of family, a lot of parents that loved you enough that told you to study when you didn't want to. Don't ever quit. Then you got your friends. Sometimes they led you the right way. Sometimes they didn't lead you the right way, but it took them to get here. I'd say your church helped you. We got three men in here that's a part of the church that lead people that are servants of Christ, and now they're sent out, but they're not sent out on their own. And I say this, you had to have help for many people in your life. None of us can do it on our own. These graduates couldn't do it on our own. We do it with our family, we do it with our friends, but we do it with our Father in heaven. And I'm thankful that Jesus sends out people tonight, and he's sending out these graduates. And I'm thankful that God is the one that sent them out. God's plan usually goes forth. A little example I'll give you with this is when I was graduating, just like y'all were, I didn't really know where I was going to go to college, didn't know what I was going to do, and kind of dealt with that for a little bit, and all of a sudden my mother said, hey, you're going to West Alabama. That's just what it is. And by golly, it was God's plan. And it was God's plan through that woman. You're going to have wisdom from people telling you where to go, what to do, and it's because Jesus is... I'm making sense tonight, am I not? People put us in our lives to say, hey, you could be used there. God's given you a gift to go out and do this for Jesus Christ, and He has sent us out with a relationship. The Bible says in this verse, behold, I send you forth. And what that means is He's sending them away. No longer can you no longer are you going to be in high school. He says, I'm not keeping you here, I'm going forward with you. And graduates, God is sending you forth tonight. He's sending you forth the day you put your cap and gown on and you go out and you graduate. The Lord Jesus is sending you forth into the world. You are commissioned by God Himself. He says, I send you forth. And look what it says next. It says, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. I'd say, number one, He's sending you out with a relationship. Well, get this, He's sending you out to danger, a dangerous place. I believe the older people in this room would agree that the world's a dangerous place on your own. The cares of this world are a dangerous place. And Jesus, when He's speaking to His disciples, He says, hey, I send you with a relationship to go to that dangerous place. It says, you're going as sheep in the midst of wolves. Y'all know what the number one enemy to a sheep is. That's a wolf. The wolf comes and the sheep, and I know y'all know this, but I'll say it anyway, sheep have no defense on their own. There is absolutely nothing in a sheep that you cannot fight with a sheep. The sheep can't do anything without the shepherd. And you'll see where I'm going with this. He says, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. And Jesus here is saying they're not an enemy anymore. They're a mission field. I've kept you for this long, but now it's time to go. I've kept you in high school for this long, graduates, but the Lord said, hey, it's time to go somewhere else in your life. And He's sending you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. And I'm thankful that He doesn't send me on my own. The Bible tells me that my shepherd will protect me. Amen? My shepherd will protect me. If you want to go to a verse you already know, Jeremiah chapter 29, verse number 11, we'll look at this and we'll look at how protected you are if you are in God's plan. That's the only protection you've got. It's Jeremiah 29:11. The Bible says this. It says, for I know, and I'm thankful that God knows, I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you unto me, and I will hearken. You shall call upon me, and you shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. And I'll give you something, graduates, and I'll give you something, church. God can protect you. When the wolves are all around and you step out into the world, you've got one protection, you've got one protection only. It is God Himself on your life. And that's what Jesus is saying. He says, yes, I'm sending you out to danger, but I'm going to protect you. And He says, I'm sending you out to find a place for you to be a witness for Jesus Christ. He says, I as sheep in the midst of wolves. I wrote this down. Soon you will find yourself in a dangerous place, and the best thing to do is cry to an almighty God. Best thing to do is to cry to an almighty God. These three graduates are going to graduate here next week. They're going to go, some's going to go to college, some's going to go to the workforce, whatever you want to call it. But I'm going to tell you, the world's waiting on them, church. Is that true? Waiting on them. Waiting on them to be a wolf. to devour the sheep. And I'm thankful that Jesus says, I send you forth. And I'm thankful that when we cry out to Jesus Christ, He can hear our prayers. And the Bible says He sends us with a relationship. He sends us in a dangerous place. But it says right there at the end of the verse that He sends us out with instructions. And I'm thankful the Lord does that. It says in verse 16, Behold, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. And here's your instruction. Be ye therefore wise as serpents, harmless as doves. Let's break them two down. Well, number one, the instruction God's given these disciples, it says, you've got to be wise as serpents. And let's break that down. And that's what Jesus is saying, that you've got to be as wise as a snake. And I did some research on this, and I found that a snake has an incredible ability to recognize danger. Stay with me for a minute. He has an incredible ability to recognize danger. So when he's crawling out, he sees danger, he does something about it. He don't just walk in there unannounced, and he don't walk in there to a place of harm. When you see a snake out there, if he knows that you're going to hurt him, he's not going to come after you. He's going to run away. And Jesus says, I send you forth in the midst of wolves, be therefore wise as serpents. And he wants you to be as harmless as a dove. And I'm thankful that Jesus does that. And he says, one of the best attributes is this. Wise as serpents. The snake, and I love this, man, the snake. A snake has an ability to see in the darkness. It's an incredible ability. When there's no light, that snake has some kind of chemical. Man, I'm not a scientist, so I don't know what he does, but I know he does it. I've looked it up. And he has the ability to see when there's no light in the world. And I'm going to tell you, graduates, there's not much light in that world. And you've got to have the Word of God to give you light. You've got to lean upon Jesus to have the light. You and I can't do it. Church, you and I can't do it on our own. We're a dark, desperate people without God. But Jesus says, I'm going to give you an instruction. You've got to be as wise as a serpent. You've got to see in darkness. And I'm thankful that you and I have that ability through Jesus Christ. We have that ability to recognize danger. He says, I'm going to send you in a dangerous place, but I've given you an ability to recognize danger. So that's number one, the wise as serpents. It also says this, you've got to be harmless as doves. When I think about a dove, I did, some translation, tried to figure out what this really meant. And the literal translation for harmless, here's the word. Unmixed. Graduates, you're going out to a world that's dark, and you know that, done told you. Your job, my job, is to be unmixed with the world. Is that right, church? If I'm going to be a witness, if I'm going to live for my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, I can't mix myself with the world. Because what happens when you mix together, it just gets all the same, and you can't really tell a difference between one or the other. And the Bible says, I need you to be unmixed from the world. He says, be wise as serpents and harmless as doves. Jesus here is saying this, you've got to have wisdom to recognize danger and then don't go to it when you recognize it. That's what it takes to live your life for Jesus. Realize it, see it, you've got the wisdom, the Lord's giving you the wisdom, but don't go to it. Don't mix yourself with the world. Tonight the Lord's given us instructions. He says, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. Be therefore wise as serpents and harmless as doves. And I'll kind of end with this. Graduates, we have a call. You have a call. You are being sent out not only by your school, heard that, not only by your family, but I want y'all to listen to me if you ain't listened to me yet. You're sent out by God. Sending you forth into a world that's dark, it's dangerous, but He's given you something to work with. He's given you instructions. And I'm thankful that through Jesus, and if I can give you anything, I ain't got much wisdom, but I'll give you something. Through Jesus alone is the only way you'll ever make it. Through Jesus alone is the only way you'll ever be unmixed. It's not through your strength. It's not through what your parents raised you up to be. It's through the blood of Jesus Christ. And that's the only way you and I'll make it. Church, the only way you can make it unmixed from the world is through the blood of Jesus Christ. And He says, I send you forth. You've got to be as wise as a serpent and harmless as a dove. Let's pray. Lord, thank You so much for this night. And thank You for Your many blessings. I thank You, God, that You've called us. You've called these three graduates to step out into a world they've never seen. Lord, as they're graduating, Lord, they've been sheltered. But I thank You that You've given them the ability to make it. And it's only through You. And I pray You'd bless them. I pray You'd bless Aiden. I pray You'd bless Landon. I pray You'd bless Kyler tremendously. And it be in Your name, Lord, that You would receive honor and glory for their lives. And it all be done in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, Amen. Amen.